I know I got religion. I belong to the noisy crew. You see, we shout when we get happy. That's the way we Christians do. Oh,
have you been tried?
Have you been tried in that fire?
Tiny fires everywhere. What does that mean? What does that mean? Hi, hello, it is me, Ethiopia, once again, coming back for What Is IT. You may or may not hear me. What is that? What are those? Cars. Those things are called cars. In the backgrounds. In the background, what am I saying? This is definitely going to be raw and unfiltered. I will stutter at times because I'm tired. And so my brain isn't quite processing motor movements right now. Okay, so yeah, Ethiopia, IT, whatever it is that you call me, as long as it's not ho. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Anyway, so tiny fires everywhere. What I'm talking about, something that's been on my heart for a couple of days. March, if you know me, is not my best month. It's a month that reminds me of a traumatic time in my life. And so yeah, but I don't think that's neither here nor there, perhaps, who knows. Anyway, so I've been up, I haven't been able to sleep for this month. And yesterday I've been dealing with some conflict. And it rested upon me that it was conflict that I never needed to be a part of, conflict that I didn't need to be in. Right? And I'm calling that a fire. So I was listening to this song called In the Fire by Dave, and I'm gonna add it here so you guys can, it actually started this little podcasty YouTube thingy, whatever I end up making this to be.
I'm like Meeks, bro, won't stop, can't stop. Yeah, it's kind of different when the fire's what you start from.
And I was like, yo, am I being tried by fire, as in, you know, being purified, like the Lord is taking me through something, or did I start this fire on my own? Like actually, I didn't even ask myself that question. It dawned upon me that that's exactly what I did. I was walking through a fire that I did not need to be in. Like, why, you know, like, not even why, I didn't think why was I here. I knew exactly how I got there. And I was like, yo, sidestep it, you know, like, just get out of it. The faster that I sidestep this fire that I've created, this tiny fire that I've created, actually, it's a pretty big fire right now as of 10:11 p.m. on March 28th. But yeah, get out of the fire. We don't need to stand in it. Yes, your feet are burnt. Yes, you're bruised. Yes, you're aching. Yes, it hurts. But at the end of that fire is not the purification, is not the good thing that you think is there. Why? Because it's not a purification fire. It's not a fire that you need to fight through. What? The serenity prayer. Oh my gosh. Before I digress, because my brain, I think so quickly. Anyway, yeah, it's not a fire that you should have been trying to fight through in the first place. Because what's the difference between Second Corinthians? It's like, what is it? Godly sorrow brings about repentance, and then the opposite of that is worldly sorrow. Worldly sorrow just has sadness, right? The pain that could have been avoided, and then it's cyclical, and it leads to those empty ends that we don't need to get to, right? So yeah, those dead ends. And anyway, what I'm saying, the serenity prayer, what does the serenity prayer say? Lord, help me to accept the things that I can't change. I'm pulling it up as I sit here because it's something that I say all the time. Grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can't change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Do you, listen, this is like the first point. Do you, within yourself, like, not even within yourself. Yes, ask God for the wisdom to know the difference between a fire that you've started, the fire that you've created, that you are now calling a trial of purification, or a trial that the Lord is taking me through, or, ooh, if I just get through this, I'll be fine, versus a trial of purification, right? Because And I mean, they look pretty similar. They look pretty similar because God is definitely taking you both through the both of them. But I personally feel like eventually, you know, the difference, you're like, it ain't no way. Like, there is no way that this is the blessing of the Lord. There is no way that I need to push through this. It ain't nothing at the end. There is nothing at the end to get, to find, to seek, you know. So, Yeah. I don't know if you could hear me. Like, I was using my tongue to scratch my throat because I have these really bad allergies all the time. And my throat is so irritated. Yeah. Anyway, before I digress, so these tiny fires that I was talking about, what are these tiny fires? And tiny fires can look different, right? Because they're the fires that I was just so passionately talking about, those fires that you've created on your own that you didn't even notice that you created, or maybe you did notice that you created them, you know, but you didn't know that it would become this gigantic flame that was going to engulf you, you know. But yeah, so there's that fire that you created on your own, right? We're not victim blaming here, but sidestep as soon as you can. There's the fire of purification, right, that the Bible talks about, or that trial fire, right, that you're going through, and, you know, you're going through this for the refining, right? And there's that, there are these other fires, these little fires everywhere, right, that, well, I call them tiny fires everywhere, these tiny fires everywhere, which happens to be the name of a show that I've never watched. I think I may or may not watch it. My little sister watches it. Well, my little sister, she's 22, and she's so little, lol. Yeah, so those tiny fires, those distractions, you know, you're living your life, everything seems fine, but out of the blue, all of these weird little bad situations are happening, and you're just like, oh my gosh, like, what am I gonna do? You know, like, you're stressed out, like, they're causing you to react, like, well, not causing you, They give you a choice, those tiny fires. It's, are you going to react negatively, or are you going to process this like an adult, right? Children can also process things in beautiful ways. So are you going to process this as you should and take it on the chin, keep moving, you know, pick up the right battles, or are you going to create a bigger fire? Because that in itself is a tiny fire. Like, the distraction, that tiny issue, is already a fire, and your reaction can create a bigger fire. So yeah, which fires are you? Might be seeing all of these fires in your life. Actually, to be honest, it is possible to be experiencing all of these fires, but make no mistake in confusing the make no mistake in confusing the fire that you've created on your own, that is burning you, that is destroying you, that is hurting you, for the trial fire. And those distraction fires are definitely trial fires as well, because what's a trial? The trial in itself is a testing, right? It's a testing. Like, what are you going to do with the situation that's in front of you, right? That's this testing that produces patience, right? And loving kindness. And I don't know if the Bible says loving kindness, but I know it produces patience. Yes, for sure. So, yeah. So, yeah. Those are my questions. Like, well, that was the revelation that I experienced as I was listening to that song. I was listening to two different songs. The song by Dave, and then the song that is the, from the original, it's the original song, right, by the Florida Mass Choir. Yeah, definitely playing it. I think, I was gonna say I was gonna add the original song at the end. I'll see what I do. Who knows what I'm gonna do. I guess you guys will find out in a moment. But this really has been on my heart, and it's not lifting, and so I'm just here to deliver it. And I actually wrote down some of my thoughts when, Yeah, at 1:48 a.m. on March 27th. I said, a fire or a fire that you're walking in, but you can't sidestep it. The only thing now, oh my gosh, I answered you by accident. I'm literally recording my podcast.
So sorry. I'll just send a text.
It's fine. It's fine. Say hi.
Can I
ask
a question quick, or should I?
Now you're gonna be a part of my podcast, so I hope it's I hope it's a podcasty question. What's the question? Hot. I'm supposed to be done. I should have been done. But I just wanted to talk to someone who is going through the fire. Whoever, like, I'm talking about the purification fire or just even the fire that you put yourself in, or you're having trouble navigating those tiny fires, those tiny distraction fires. Just, you've got this. You know, I do pray that the Lord will reveal to you the difference in the fires. Oh, God is so good. Yo, God is so good. Because he revealed this. I'm calling it a message. He revealed this to me. Like, he gave me this revelation in pieces. Like, I had been so angry that I was seeing myself on fire. Right? I was envisioning myself on fire. And then it was 1 a.m. Actually, no. I started thinking about the serenity prayer. And then it was 1 a.m. Like, and I can't remember my state of mind. But I was like, yo. I was listening to this song in the fire. And I was just like, yo. I caused this crazy, like, oh, the Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. Anyway, you got this. Bye.